Is the lack of capital holding you back from investing in apartments? If it is, then you need to continue to listen on in this video. Now, Jake and I, we have published a book with our coach, Bill Hamm, called Creative Cash. It's all about creative financing techniques, whether it's seller financing, master lease options. First thing I want you to do, I want you to check the book out. More importantly, what we're going to discuss in this video is techniques and strategies in this book to teach you how to get into multifamily with little to no money down. Now, the first thing we discuss in the book, let me bring in this concept. We have a proprietary three pillars of real estate. We've put these concepts together. And what are the three pillars of real estate? It's market cycle, debt, and exit strategy. When you're thinking about creative financing techniques, you really need to look at the market cycle. Why I'm excited about creative cash right now, we are in the right part of the market cycle right now. Markets are high, they tend to go down. Debt is getting a little bit tighter. All of a sudden, owners need to be creative because a lot of these projects, a lot of these properties aren't going to be financed traditionally through banks. So owner financing is going to be prevalent in this part of the market cycle. That's why in the book, we dive into all of these strategies. And it's important right now in this part of the cycle, in certain parts of the country, you're going to see creative financing going on. When we first started out back in 2013, creative financing was around. It was really prevalent because that was part of the market cycle where the buyers had the advantage. Now, sellers have the advantage, but it's coming back down. So learning the market cycle in the book is very, very important. The next topic that we discuss in the book, it's called the SPY technique. Now, what is the SPY technique? It's really an acronym that we've created. It's the seller, the property, and you. What does that mean? What I want you to do, I want you to get into the creative financing mode. When you're looking at a deal, I don't want you to look at it just through the creative financing lens. I want you to underwrite a deal, and if it doesn't work through traditional underwriting means, that's when you go and you say, hey, let me see if an MLO, master lease option, or seller financing works in this deal. That's very, very important, because if you're looking only for seller finance deals, you're going to be passing out on a lot of other deals. So don't look at it just from that creative financing lens. Now, the SPY technique. S is for seller. What do most new investors do wrong? Most new investors, what they do is they'll look at a property and they'll say to themselves, this is what I need. This is what I need from the seller. This is how I'm going to create my offer. When in reality, what you should be doing is, Mr. Seller, what do you need? You're out there trying to create value from the other side. You're looking at it from the seller's perspective. Why is this person selling this property? How can I add value? Always look at it from that perspective to try to create the offer for what they need, right? And most of the time, they're motivated. And it should go without saying, seller financing only works when you have a motivated seller. If the seller's not motivated, they can go out and sell their property traditionally through a bank. It's pretty crazy to ask for seller financing. So you have to really know why the seller is selling the property. You have to know what his pain points are. You have to know what he or she is looking for when they sell the property. That's very important. The P in SPY means the property. Is that property fit your criteria? Now, if you're an investing and you're a multifamily, we should all have criteria on what we're looking when we're buying a property. At Jake and Gino, we have the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right. That's our three-step framework. So what is your buy right criteria? If you're looking at a 20-unit apartment complex, but your criteria is 100 units plus, you really wouldn't be worrying about looking at that 20-unit apartment complex. If you're looking for 1980s build and newer, and this property is a 1950s build, you're probably not going to fit your criteria for property. So know what your criteria is for a property. Does it satisfy it? And the why is you. You are the last person to fit into this equation, right? Worry about what you need at the very end. Your thoughts are always about creating value for the seller. Let me define what seller financing is. Seller financing is a creative financing technique where the seller basically creates a mortgage. They need to have a lot of equity in the property. They need to be motivated. And what they're doing is they're basically holding a note. They're basically being the banker. Now, why do you need to be creative cash? Real simple. Bill Hamm, his first 400 units never went into a bank. He didn't have the credibility. He didn't even step into a bank to acquire his first 400 units. And between Bill and Jake and Gino, the three of us, we've been able to do over $20 million in seller financing. It's a really fantastic strategy. It's one of those tools that you have in the toolbox. We talk about that all the time at Jake and Gino. What are the tools? You're going to JV. You're going to be using creative financing. You can syndicate. You can refi and roll. There's so many different strategies. Creative financing is one of those tools in the toolbox that you're going to use, especially like I said earlier in that video, it's all about the market cycle. That's why I'm excited about seller financing, because right now with this pandemic continuing to rage on, we're going to have a lot of these mom and pop owners who aren't collecting rent. And what's going to happen right now? They're going to have problems paying their bills. They're going to become motivated. So learn these techniques in this book. It will make you millions of dollars like it has for Jake and myself and for Bill Ham. Now, in the next video, we're going to be talking about steps to acquire that first apartment complex. If you have any questions, leave them down below. I'd love to answer them for you. Select that like button, subscribe to the Jake and Gino channel. Let's go out there and let's make it happen.